Konnichiwa, Samurai Appliance Repairman here from MasterSamuraiTech.com. First off, I want to congratulate you for getting this far in the refrigeration course. You're doing a great job. And I mean that. This is a lot of dense material that you have successfully ventured on through up to this point. So I just want to encourage you to keep up the great work. Keep up with your studies. The key to mastering this material is regularity and just a little bit at a time. Just dribble it in. Don't try to swallow an elephant, and don't let there be huge gaps of time between your studies. Just keep at it little by little. So this unit that you're at here, and this is the first unit in this bonus module, as I'm calling it, this one is on ice makers. And I'm calling these bonus units and this whole module a bonus module because it's kind of extra material to what you really need to know about refrigerators and to get started and to be a competent technician who can troubleshoot and repair refrigeration systems. But at the same time, it's important background information. And ice makers themselves are so different that you're going to want to study them separately. In fact, down the road, we may even have a whole separate course just on ice makers because they can be a world unto themselves. But they're so, again, we're talking about ice makers that are in refrigerators, so they're so integrally tied and increasingly more so in a lot of refrigerators today, it's kind of, they're linked to understanding the operation of the refrigerator itself. But if you understand the basics that you've learned up in this point in this course, then you will not have a problem consulting the technical literature for the specific module you're working on and getting the specs on what you need to check to troubleshoot problems with ice makers that you may be working on in that model. The key thing with ice makers is temperature. In almost every type of ice maker you're going to work on, regardless of manufacturer, regardless of brand, if the temperature gets above a certain level, whether it's 15, 14, 17 degrees, whatever it is, it's some cold sub-freezing temperature, but somewhere between 0 and 32 degrees. If it gets above that temperature, either the bimetal thermostat in the ice maker or the thermistor that's attached to the bottom of the ice maker, whatever that configuration is, it will prevent the ice maker or the control from letting the ice maker go into a harvest cycle. So temperature is key. And in fact, oftentimes I use the ice maker's functionality as like an early warning signal that something is going on with the freezer compartment. So somebody calls and it says, well, it still seems cold in the freezer, but my ice maker is not making ice anymore. Well, that immediately I'm clued in that, okay, we do have a temperature problem, but most people don't have thermometers in their freezers, so they don't realize that they are somewhere above zero but below freezing, so they think, you know, cold is cold. But that's not true. We know that a freezer should be able to easily maintain zero in a healthy freezer, and that's why ice makers are set to trip out at like 14, 15, 17 degrees Fahrenheit, above which it will cease to cycle, because that's like they don't want to risk water coming in and just continuing to dump water into the freezer and make it a mess and, you know, lawsuits, that whole nasty thing. So we talked, you know, why study ice makers? Well, they are worth studying and worth knowing about how to fix, because refrigerators that have ice makers tend to be the more expensive models. They tend to be the upline models. And so the owners paid more for them, typically well over $1,000. And therefore, they're probably more likely to go forward with a repair on the ice maker or anything else that goes wrong with that refrigerator. They're more invested in it. It's a feature that manufacturers have done focus group after focus group on and know that customers adore their ice maker features. Customers go for that feature, they adore it. They love it. They are fanatically attached to it. And you will find this out. It is particularly with your older customers, who have a habit of having toddy time at like 5 o'clock at night, if that ice maker is out, I get the freak out call. You will too. You will get the freak out call that the ice maker is not working and they've got toddy time coming up. You go up there, you slap in a new ice maker, you troubleshoot it, of course, determine the ice maker itself is bad or whatever the problem you find, maybe the valve, whatever, and you get it going again. And you are a hero. You have saved toddy time. For these older customers, that's gold. Ice makers And as I sort of alluded to, they are an important component in refrigerators that are equipped with them. Because as I mentioned, customers who buy a refrigerator that have an ice maker and a dispenser, typically they come together in the upper line models, they're fanatically attached to these features. So let's talk then about the two main types of ice makers that you're going to encounter in the field. One is the what they call the heat release ice makers. It's where it has a metal mold with a Teflon coating on the inside, and it actually uses an electric heater that to heat up that mold to help release the ice cubes from that mold as the rake fingers rotate around 360 degrees and scoop them out. This type is the classic example of this is the Whirlpool modular ice maker. This type is rapidly giving away to the flex tray ice makers. That's where you just have a flexible plastic tray and it rotates around. And then as it rotates around, it comes to a stop on the back of the flex tray while the motor head on the front continues to rotate, and it causes the tray to qu twist just enough to break the ice cubes clear and pop them into the bin just beneath it. The heat release ice maker is rapidly giving way to the flex tray ice makers because of the Energy Star requirements. The manufacturers are under the gun from these Energy Star requirements to continue to use less and less energy, and they have to snip off a milliamp here, a microamp there, a half an amp there, wherever they can. And so because there is no heating element on the flex tray ice makers, they are preferentially going to the flex tray style ice maker. So in this unit that you're in right now, I wanted to mainly introduce this topic of ice makers to you, and to explain to you why it's important to know about them and to give you some starting point for being able to fix them. And I'm going to focus in these following videos on the Whirlpool modular ice maker because it is so very common. You're going to find this by far, even still in this transitional stage, you're going to find that the Whirlpool built modular ice maker is the most common ice maker out there. It's a heat release type, the ice maker, and that's the one you're mostly going to run into. The newer flex tray ice makers that I just talked about, they can't really be covered here because, first of all, they're so new. In the newer generation of them, long time ago, they did Whirlpool experiment with the flex tray type, but now we've got this new generation of flex trays that are out there, and there are so many different varieties of implementation of them, and the different styles of how they've implemented them. Electrolux versus Samsung versus LG. I mean, it's really almost impossible to cover them in a unit. The thing to do in that case, the best way to learn about these particular flex tray ice maker that you may be called upon to repair would be from the specific technical literature on the refrigerator that you're working on, going by that model number. And go over to Appliantology and you search the download section for that service manual for that particular model number that you're working on. If you can't find it, then you post a service man a re request for service manual in the appliance service manual request forum, and we will get it for you. So, and you have to be a member or a a member of an Appliantologist type member at Appliantology to re request manuals. And if you go over there, you'll see how to do that. That's all self-explanatory. So, without further ado, let us begin our studies of ice makers, focusing and beginning with the famous Whirlpool modular ice maker. Go get 'em.